ASF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs on our website.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, music for kids and their grown-ups. I'm Bill Childs with you every week. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9, distributed nationwide and indeed all the way to Canada via PRX. Music here from They Might Be Giants. It's I Am a Grocery Bag.
Juices, muffins, pasta and cheese, milk and biscuits and cocktail sauce. I am a grocery bag. Salsa and pickles and organic grain. I am a grocery bag. Fresh coffee and bagels, pudding and soap, baby formula and ham. I am a grocery bag.
On July 16, 1969, a rocket was sent into space. The astronauts and the cosmonauts were having a bit of a race. They said they were gonna land a man on the moon, and you can believe what you please, but I don't care what the scientists say. Now the name of the ship was Apollo 11, yeah, there must have been 10 before. One fella named Buzz and another named Neil were the ones that chose for the job. They said their plan was to go for a walk, maybe fly a little flag in the breeze. But I don't care what the scientists say, the moon is made of cheese. Don't believe in no UFOs or little green men from space. So when they talk about walks on the moon, it just puts a smile on my face. And when I'm watching those history shows, it all seems so funny to me. Cause I don't care what the scientists say.
Cheese.
I do.
I got a great story for you to chew on. Think about a cheese, yeah, any kind. Soft, hard, mild, stinky, with an edible rind.
Imagine biting off a chunk, tastes good, you swallow. Goes down smooth, have another dollop.
You're still feeling hollow, but there's more to follow. Keep
eating that cheese if you're short or tall.
Oh. Douse your saliva through the throat and esophagus. Cheese going down,
down, down. There's no stopping us.
If it's something you ate, it has exactly one face. Cheese or broccoli, cheese or broccoli,
it goes through your body. In your mouth, the cheese was yummy, but what's it like when it gets to your tummy?
With a swish, swish, slosh, it's pulverized.
Minimized.
Tiny size.
Stabilized.
Standardized.
Collectivized.
Homogenized.
Vulcanized.
Not surprised.
In the stomach, the cheese gets got. Acid breaks it down like a juggernaut.
Now cheese is ready to be digested.
Nutrients to cells like the cells requested.
If it's something you ate, it has exactly one fate. Cheese or broccoli, cheese or broccoli, cheese or broccoli,
it goes through your body. If eating cheese makes you lactose, you might be intolerant to lactose.
Through the duodenum, small intestine, cheese is flowing like a yellow destiny.
In the large intestine, water is squeezed out. Food gets hard, hard to take the cheese
when
out.
When it gets to the end, what comes next? Don't blame us.
What comes next comes right out of your...
If it's something you ate,
So last weekend, I was judging a mock trial competition. I am a lawyer in my day job. And one of the teams, it turns out, was from Carleton College in Northfield, Minnesota. And I said, oh, do you know Dan Grohl? And one of the students said, I'm a big fan of Professor Grohl. Well, Dan Grohl, that's Dan from Lewis and Dan, the Invisible Band. That is that band you just heard. It's Cheese Digest from them. Danny Weinkauf, bass player from They Might Be Giants. Lots of his own great solo stuff. That's his song, The Moon is Made of Cheese. They Might Be Giants started us off with I Am a Grocery Bag. And I think we'll continue with the theme. Here's a little ditty from Primus.
When the going gets tough and the stomach acids flow, the cold wind of conformity is nipping at your nose. Some tricky news atrocity has brought you to your knees. Come with us, we'll sail the seas to cheese.
If I say pretty please, would you make me grilled cheese? If I get down on my knees, would you make me grilled cheese? Don't wanna make a scene, don't wanna scream and shout, don't wanna have to turn the house upside down. Oh, please, 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 I need some grilled cheese. Cereal is boring, I want pizza in the morning. And scrambled eggs are boring, I need pizza in the morning. Don't wanna make a scene. Give me pizza for breakfast and a little ice cream. Oh, please, 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 I need some grilled cheese. How can I be good? How can I be sweet if I don't get grilled cheese and all my favorite treats? How can I be good? How can I be kind if I don't eat ice cream and pizza all the time? Oh. No thanks to rice and peas, I need some grilled cheese. And I don't want sweet iced tea, I need some grilled cheese. Don't wanna scream and shout, don't wanna make a scene. If I don't get some soon, I'm gonna get me. Please, 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 I need some grilled cheese. How can I be good? How can I be sweet if I don't get grilled cheese and all my favorite treats? How can I be good? How can I be kind if I don't eat ice cream and pizza all the time? Would you make me grilled cheese? If I get down on my knees, would you make me grilled cheese? Don't wanna make a scene, don't wanna scream and shout, don't wanna have to turn the house upside down. Oh, please, 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 I need some grilled cheese. Oh, please, 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 I need some grilled cheese.
need some bread, then cheese, then bread. That's all I need. That's how I feed.
Grilled cheese. Grill it up, grill it up. Yeah, grill it up till it's golden brown. I need a cheesy, toasty snack, yeah, it's going down. Soup on the side, dunk it in, make a sandwich drown. Guy Fieri every day, take you to Flavortown. Flavortown.
Take you to Flavortown.
Flavortown.
Take you to Flavortown.
Flavortown.
Take you to Flavortown.
Flavortown.
I need some bread, then cheese, then bread. That's all I need. That's how I feed.
Grilled cheese.
I need some bread, then cheese, then bread. That's all I need. That's how I feed.
Grilled cheese. That cheese be bubbling, yeah, it looks real good. Might you like just a bite? Yeah, I bet you would. I make the best grilled cheese in the neighborhood. I think this sandwich is a star, going Hollywood. Sandwich is a star, sandwich.
Going Hollywood.
Sandwich is a star, sandwich.
Go.
Sandwich is a star, sandwich.
Going Hollywood.
Sandwich.
Which you wish for? Hold the meat or carnivore? If you tell me you're out of cheese, eat just by hearing uproar. This recipe is folklore. My belly says it wants more. I guess the first was not enough. Give me more like encore.
I need some bread, then cheese, then bread. That's all I need. That's how I feed.
Grilled cheese.
I need some bread, then cheese, then bread. That's all I need. That's how I feed.
Grilled cheese.
Bread, then cheese, then bread. That's all I need. That's how I feed.
Grilled cheese.
I need some bread, then cheese, then bread. That's all I need.
Cuckoo just announced for the first time in their history sort of a new approach to the tour. Go to see their socials to find out about that, but it's a spork-related theme. Should be a lot of fun. Maybe I'll get them on the show to chat about that sometime. That's their song, Bread, Cheese, Bread. We also heard from Mr. G with Grilled Cheese and Primus, Seas of Cheese. You might have figured out a theme. Let's continue with it. It's Mr. Cookie Jar, Cheese on Bread.
Wake in my bed, I can't stop thinking about cheese on bread. Cheese on bread. Cheese on bread. My stomach's growling, got a powerful itching for some of that cheese on bread in the kitchen. Cheese on bread. Cheese on bread.
Bread. pretty little sweetie pie. Racing and a chasing, pillow in the facing, sweet and sour tasting, and a sunny smile. Twisting and a tumbling, and a mixing and a bumping, jigging and a jumping, you're my loving child. One, two, three, you're as free as a honeybee, free as a honeybee in the sky. Four, five, six, your wings made of sugar, you're my little sweetie pie. You're as free as a honeybee, free as a honeybee in the sky. Four, five, six, your wings made of sugar, you're my little sweetie pie. Free as a honeybee in the sky.
One of my favorite duets of all time, anything that those two artists do together, that's Elizabeth Mitchell and Dan Zanes. Song's called Honeybee here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Indie music for any kids. Bill Childs with you, and we're at the point in the show when I need your help, friends. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to say yes. I'm then going to ask you what that question is, and you're going to yell as loudly as you can, so loudly I can hear you in the studio. You're going to yell, "Are you prepared to rock?" And don't get me wrong. Like, if you don't feel like yelling or if you're not really prepared to rock, you don't have to do it, but I would appreciate it if you did. Again, as loudly as you can. Okay. Hey, everybody, do you have a question for me? You do, that's so great. What is that question? I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first, advice from They Might Be Giants.
Consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared.
Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they
first time I saw this next band was really the first big rock show I ever saw, and it was at the St. Paul Civic Center, March 25th, 1986. They're coming back. They're doing a 50th reunion tour. They've got a new drummer after the sad death of Neil Peart, and it's going to be pretty great. I think I might go to Chicago for it. It's Rush, the Spirit of Radio, on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child.
on the studio wall.